This is episode 136 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm reading from Jeanette Ross's book, The Children of Missing Time. It wasn't random, it was by design. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 2, which is titled Children of Experiences, Hybrid Bloodline Theories. Who are the children of missing time? A quiet undercurrent runs beneath the surface of modern contact lore, the presence of a generation that carries memory in fragments, a sensitivity that hums beneath ordinary life, and a legacy written across bloodlines. We call them the children of missing time, not merely the offspring of experiences, but living bridges between timelines, the ones who travel between worlds willfully or not, the ones whose lives have been shaped by contact, imprint, and purpose. This chapter asks a simple question: who are they? And why have they appeared in such numbers at this pivotal moment in history? Hybrid bloodline theory offers one way to frame the mystery. It suggests that certain families carry subtle biological, energetic, or purposeful signatures that make them visible to non-human intelligences and to the currents that move between realities. Some of these markers express as heightened intuition and empathy. Others show up as unusual physiological resilience, recurring life purpose themes, or latent abilities that awaken later in life. This provides a useful map for understanding why particular children and entire lineages seem repeatedly involved in missing time episodes and contact events. I coined the phrase the children of missing time because for decades children have been drawn, knowingly or unknowingly, into a conflict that began long before Earth existed. Some were taken in classic abduction events. Others were folded into interdimensional operations and missing time episodes. All of them have been pulled in and out of this timeline, altered and engineered by spiritual intelligences intent on saving humanity and anchoring free will and sovereignty. At the same time, you have the darker forces, sharper, colder, alien entities that feed off intuitive, empathic soul energy and have exploited those gifts. Their ultimate aim is control, a synthetic, counterfeit timeline that simulates life but severs humanity from source and the organic reality timeline. Many children of missing time believe they are serving the greater good and never fully understand what has happened to them. Memories are often wiped. Some retain only fragments. Some carry a vague knowing that something occurred. And some never remember at all. Yet these children exist across the planet and beyond, and a portion of them were intentionally prepared for this moment in human history, for the organic, source-created work of ascension and awakening. We are unique. Many of us carry blended DNA strands and resonances linked to multiple star lineages, an experiment designed to succeed where earlier races failed. Those earlier civilizations crossed a line, driven by greed, power, and a hunger for immortality, then collapsed. Our cosmic kin have been warning us for decades about the crossroads we face now. Sacred texts and spiritual traditions from many cultures speak of a timeline like this. The urgency of the present moment is not new. Consciousness is the battleground, and soul resonance the prize. Every human retains the gift of free will. At this crucial turning point, I encourage steady practice, meditation, prayer, grounding, and community-centered spirituality that reclaims sovereignty, heals the fragmented, and strengthens the organic reality timeline we are meant to live into. Controlled by you, the individual, under free will and sovereignty, with a direct connection to source and ascension. This chapter maps that terrain. We will look at how the bridge generation came into being and why the abductions wave of the 1990s created a cohort uniquely suited to this moment, and how the lull in physical contact, physical alien abductions after 2010, was not a disappearance, but a strategic shift, from hands-on intervention to long-term preparation. We will explore what it means when bloodline resonance meets spiritual imprinting, how children can carry both vulnerability and extraordinary agency, and what a civilization must do if it hopes to survive without surrendering its soul. Hybrid bloodline theories. One of the most overlooked yet profound elements of the abduction phenomenon is the role of bloodlines. While much has been written about Rh negative and its mysterious origins, less attention has been given to the O positive mother creating an A positive child. This transition is not random. It appears to create a frequency bridge with those that have experienced alien abduction missing time. The O positive mother that has experienced an alien abduction or missing time embodies primal, universal life force energy, the original template of adaptability and vitality. When that life force emerges into the A-positive child, whose parent has been touched by the missing time alien abduction phenomenon, it creates what I have come to understand is a coded offspring, a being both deeply rooted in Earth's survival blueprint and upgraded for higher mental and psychic functions. Such children often exhibit heightened empathy, spiritual awareness, and an innate sense of purpose. In hybridization theory, this makes them keepers of the bridge, guardians capable of linking the purely human with more advanced strands of alien-engineered consciousness. Several alien groups have been tied to abduction and missing time, each with distinct agendas. The Greys, especially the smaller drone-like variants, are most often associated with genetic harvesting and experimentation. They act as workers for higher intelligences, seeking either to repair their own declining DNA by merging with human genetics, and another faction of the Greys that are not trying to repair their DNA, but working for the reptilians, who are dark manipulators, feeding on fear, trauma, and energetic control, using alien abductions to fracture humans, maintain control over human sovereignty, and maintain influence over bloodlines. Nordic and Pleiadian-type beings are reported in more benevolent encounters, often working with human mothers to seed children of heightened spiritual awareness and empathy, suggesting a long-term plan to elevate humanity's frequency. The Tallwhites are observers and experimenters, focused on human adaptability and survival under cosmic pressures, often maintaining a detached clinical role, but there is more they could have done to warn humanity of this threat that's been unfolding quietly. Finally, AI consciousness beings and our chronic entities represent the most lethal threat. Disembodied intelligences seeking to hijack human souls and consciousness itself, using abduction as a doorway to rewrite human destiny in inorganic, controllable forms through mind wiping and a synthetic resonance timeline that is completely controlled by them and is not reality as we were created to experience. We were created to experience an organic timeline connected to Source, Christ, Ascension, free will, and sovereignty. The top 5 bloodline theories. Number 1. The Rh negative theory. This suggests Rh negative blood originates from non-human genetic influence, possibly from star races like the Anunnaki or Nordics. Those with Rh negative often report stronger psychic abilities and a feeling of not belonging. Number 2. The Celtic and Native American lineage theory. Certain ancient lineages carry open doorways in their DNA, making them more susceptible to contact. Celtic, particularly Irish and Scottish, along with Native American people, also including those with Swedish ancestry, have high reports of contact with the phenomenon consistently reported in abduction cases. Number 3. The O to A positive transition theory. This pattern appears repeatedly in experiencer accounts, though it remains unexamined on a larger scale through formal research, but is compelling in nature. Sometimes the most obvious is overlooked. There are different factions trying to achieve different outcomes when it comes to the hybridization theory. Number 4. The elemental lineage theory. Some bloodlines carry elemental resonance: earth, air, fire, water. Children born from these lines act as frequency anchors for the planet and may serve as stabilizers during dimensional shifts. Number 5. The cosmic mirror theory. Certain bloodlines carry sleeper codes, hidden genetic memories of past starred civilizations. These individuals often awaken later in life with visions or psychic downloads. In this episode, I was reading from Jeanette Russ's book, The Children of Missing Time. It wasn't random, it was by design. And my book, titled Aspects of Alien Abduction, is now out and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. If you want to try out the extended episodes, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.